You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Oh, another beautiful Sunday. How's it going, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs? Welcome to The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. Wow, what a difference a week or two makes. I'm in my new home office. As you can see, the fan is spinning and we've got things in the back. And I'm excited to really make this beautiful, but the show must go on, even if you're in boxes. So today I have a power-packed show, guys. Happy BET Sunday if you're in the LA area. The BET Awards are on tonight. Congratulations to all the nominees and future winners. I want to talk to you guys about someone really special and really making an impact and just doing it her way. A down-to-earth, beautiful, and talented person, Deborah Drummond, is here with us on The Startup. Welcome, Deborah!
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, beauty. How's it going? How are you?
Today is a great day because today Canada won in FIVA. Yes. So being in Canada, there's like, the city is on fire. And of course, we're hosting FIVA. So we have this gorgeous international party that's happening right down where I live. And it's been exceptional. So
Oh my God. Yeah. The whole world is, I'm loving this for you.
The whole world's in Vancouver. The whole world's in Vancouver.
You're not wrong. Everybody's talking soccer and football, and as they should. And I think, you know, it's getting a resurgence here because Americans really aren't up on games so much. Some are from other
countries. Yeah.
But so you're joining us from Vancouver. Let's go full frame. I want you to introduce yourself to the LA Talk Radio listeners and viewers and start from the top for folks who may not know you.
Oh, my goodness. Start from the top. Well, hello from Vancouver, Canada. We did play in LA today. It's so beautiful to be here. I love the opportunity to meet new people virtually, in person, to kind of give you high level. There's this incredible project that we've been working on. We've now been coined the largest International Women's Day speakership and authorship for women and cool dudes in the world. And we create these media platforms. I saw that Monique had the book in her hand, stages, platforms, TV, for people to have access. I think my whole, you know, multi-decade career has been creating access for entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs and creatives and people in self-funding to be able to create the life that they want by being seen by many in all the right places with all the right things. So that's me in a nutshell, really.
You know, I like that. I want to go deeper, right? Because we have 30 minutes. And thank you for giving us the 30-foot overview.
Okay.
I think it's important to point out that you are not just limited to Vancouver. Your reach is wide and long. So you are mastering the space of online summit, if you will. So I see that there's a balance too. You get out there and with your son, you're networking, and we're going to talk about that because I've got it here and I'm so excited. But you know, this is gorgeous and it's so timely. We're going to talk about this shirt and your son, but Storm, who's awesome. But let's talk about how you answered the call with the Women's Channel and your book 262, if you guys can see it.
Yeah, we can see it. We can see it.
Gorgeous. I'm so excited. So let's crack into it. How did you start this?
So if you want to get kind of started at the beginning a little bit, we both love music. I decided just for you today to put on my Janis Joplin t-shirt. I'm a fan. I'm a super fan. I was hanging out in the music world and I had an epiphany, if you want to call it. I had a change of direction, but not a change of heart. Do you know what I mean? Like I've loved the, you know, I do music, Amnesty International and all of that. But from a career standpoint, I decided I was going to go to university and learn, take a class on women's studies and religious studies and go create economic platforms in third world countries. That's how this whole thing really started. And then I had this great wanted surprise, and that wanted surprise, which is now my 30-year-old daughter, obviously changed the trajectory of me going to university. But due to the fact that I was gluten-free a long time ago before there was cool places to go eat gluten-free, there was one bakery in our city And so I drove because I was pregnant and wanted a muffin. And we drove 40 minutes to get this pregnant lady a muffin. And there happened to be a pink flyer that I grabbed because that's how people used to market. Yeah. And I grabbed this, right? I grabbed this pink flyer walking out of this cafe. And when I got in the car, it was about a massage class. And we're talking before there was spas, and I would say before spas and Starbucks. And I thought, you know what? I got some tingles in my body, and I thought I need to talk to this person who's putting this on. That conversation led to a multi-decade career in helping people with health and wealth and wellness by helping them build wellness companies. And I built a number of wellness companies. I built 3 wellness companies. And in that process of building wellness companies came true, I created direct sales companies that helped predominantly back then. It was women doing direct sales companies all over the world, so people could revenue generate. So I didn't go to university and go create the economic platforms. I stayed where I was and created economic platforms through entrepreneurship. So there's always been this undercurrent. There's always been an undercurrent to all my work of serving, you know, of serving and creating platforms, economic, media to economic. Anyways, I spent a lot of time in that sector. And on about, I don't know, a dozen years ago, I woke up one morning and I heard. Now, the picture is I'm traveling around the world. I'm opening up countries for a health and wellness company, of brain health and what have you, in, you know, Australia and Europe and Canada and some in the US. And I wake up and I hear, start a podcast. I only knew 2 people with a podcast. I don't even know if Rogan was running hard back then. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, I don't know if anyone else gets downloads that feel non-negotiable. I was not in that sector. And there wasn't a whole lot of my friends that were, and there certainly wasn't a whole lot of women that were playing in that, in there either. But you know, I'm up for a challenge. And so
Janis Joplin shirt on, that's for sure.
Yeah.
To cut in real quick there, it's funny because you say 12 years ago, Sam's been on the air here at LA Talk Radio for 17. So you heard the call right after Sam did. And it's interesting now, we kind of, you're kind of vintage podcast call, if you will. You're vintage.
I'm vintage.
I'm 7 years this September. I'm almost halfway vintage.
Yeah.
Funny how we saw it and heard it when we did. What's a non-negotiable call, and what does it look and feel like to someone who's not used to those words, but maybe might know something's happening to them?
Yeah, I hear people calling them downloads, intuition, nudges, just had tos. Like, people are like, why did you do it? Like, just had to. I think for me, a non-negotiable calling would be, look it, I hear and get ideas and people contact me. I had someone contact me yesterday about, hey, I got this business idea that I think it would be really good for you. And somewhere inside, I either hear a really faint yes, a faint no, or a faint maybe. A non-negotiable was when I woke up, it was like, hey, it may not be, it wasn't like, oh, it might be a good idea. It was start a podcast. And I'd had those in my life before where it felt non-negotiable. It was one of those things where I have no idea why, but I just know I need to. And it's when you audit, when you go into autopilot of calling people and, do you know what a podcast is and how can we do this? Yeah. And there's this override of energy to it that you didn't have the day before. You didn't have before the calling or the nudge or the this or the that. It's like when the book shows up, you know, it's like when you hear things or see things all the time and you're getting that message. So non-negotiable is when I get told, like, do this.
That's a really great explanation of it. And that's how I've experienced it a few times in my life, my entrepreneurial career. It's been, I don't know how I'm going to do it. That's always the first thing.
That's good. That's the clip.
That's the clip. Girl, I don't know how you're going to do it is my ego. And the spirit, universe, God, your creators, your ancestors, whatever you choose to tune into and believe in, says, but you got to do it. Mm-hmm. It's part of what you're going to do. And you don't have, it's almost like you go into a trance, in a beautiful trance, and you've got to do it. With the pandemic project, the pandemic film, and the endemic project, and $500 in my Venmo, like a crazy person, I answered and I listened and I was obedient, because I've learned in the past, when I'm not obedient, things get rough. They get rough. Okay. You're going off on, you know, in the weeds.
Yeah.
Let's talk real quick. I know you have more to share. I really want to just lean in real quick, and we'll jump around a little because we have no time. Yeah, so talk to me about 262, Answering the Call. Mm-hmm. My light is too bright, you guys, but what a beautiful book. Let me give you it where it's a little more typewritten here. You guys, if you get this book, Mission Accepted, 262, Women, Entrepreneurs, Ultrapreneurs, Creatives, and Media, Rock Legacy, Tell All. Mm-hmm. What were you doing? Were you eating another muffin? Is it a muffin stream that you get? Let's go full screen, Sam, and let Deborah have this part. Go ahead, Deb.
Okay. When it came to the book, this is what happened. So, look, I was already in media. I was already doing publications. We were already well into it. So I want to say that when I was 31, I was in a bookstore. I went to go get my women's day book and day planner. It was a beautiful book of black and white photography of women taken by women photographers. That never left me, even though that book went out of print. It was always a book I had said to my compiler, I want to do a book of women. I want to do a book of women. It's got to have black and white pictures. I had said it enough times that when I finally told I was doing it, the words out of her mouth were hallelujah. But I'll tell you how it really happened. So I'm doing my life. I'm doing media. I'm doing my world. I decided to go for a walk. It was during the time where we were having a world health crisis. So I was walking by myself to go meet my one girlfriend that I could go for a walk with. I'm crossing a bridge in Vancouver called the Broad Street Bridge. Halfway in the bridge, I literally get this jolt. I hear it's time. And that sweat kicked off the timing of this book, even though I had had pieces of it before. So I called my compiler. I said to her, you know that woman's book I've been talking about forever? She's like, yeah, Deb, we all do. And I said, it's time to do it. I've got the message, it's time. And she said, hallelujah. She said, how many women do you want in the book? Now, we had just finished producing a book of 22 women and 5 couples in a business sector. It hit 140 million media impressions. Everyone was excited. It couldn't have been a better time. And I said to her, I don't know. I'll meditate and pray tonight, let you know tomorrow. The next morning I heard 262, and I'm going to be completely transparent. I said, not happening. I'm like, no. 262 women, not doing it. I love my sisters, but that's a big project. So the next morning I woke up, I heard 263, and I'm like, dude, wrong direction. And I don't know how you talk to your spiritual people, but I'm like, I'm pretty straightforward. I'm like, wrong direction. And then the next day, 262 came across my phone. I called my compiler and I said, look, it's 262 women. She went through the same process of no, it's not. And I'm like, yes, it is. It's 262 women. This is going to be a legacy project. The stand up, speak up, and show up words that I've always used as my mission statement is going to be the calling for this book. And I said, we are going to get women to tide rise. This is going to be the book of self-funding. And the criteria for this book is gumption. We're going to put the word out and we're going to have conversations with people that are going to show up, and we're going to just continue to have conversations until there's 262 women in this book. We're going to do a 5-year book tour. She's like, that's financial suicide. I said, no, it's not. Let's do this. And that's how the book started. And then a year later, I'm on my couch. You guys probably, if you're an entrepreneur, you have a couch office too. And in the background, Netflix was on and I wasn't paying attention. And a movie got sent to the front screen as a suggested movie to watch. It was a movie by Gloria Allred. It was her life story, a story called Seeing Allred. I looked up at it and decided not to watch it, put my head back down, and I heard, we've sent it 3 times, watch the damn movie. So after watching the damn movie, I realized that if she could do that, I could do more. And so what came to me is that I've got this incredible book of women of 262. I need to give them a place to stand up, speak up, and show up. And the words that I heard was International Women's Day has become a Facebook day. And you need to get women to honor it the way a mom does Mother's Day. So no offense to anyone that rocks that day, but I was like, okay, yeah, maybe digital is the place that we've been celebrating this day. And it's a bigger movement than that. And so the whole thing converted over to an International Women's Day celebration. And that's when the summits came in. And I thought, if I have to get women to honor International Women's Day, we have to do something repetitive. So we did summits from March 8th to March 8th, 2023 to May 2024, Mother's Day. We did 22 summits, 440 speakers, and 7,000 women around the world showed up to hear them on Zoom. And that started this incredible movement that has not stopped. And we're now had 1,400 women be on stage. And we're now over 800 million media impressions. That's it. And this book represents the beginning of that. And you know, we just opened up the book 262.20 for conversations that will launch March 8th, 2028. That'll take a year and a half to put together. So we've just opened it now.
And so in encompassing this beautiful mission, listening to the call, answering the call, and trusting your ancestors, your gut, your guides, would you say this was a success? Would you say that you felt overwhelmed? Would you say it all worked out the way it should? Or something in between?
Or something in between. I'm going to say that it's been like a wild garden, you know, where it just has different flowers of different heights and different that. It's been very different depth. I mean, when I heard it had to be an accessible project, I mean, Monique, you know, that's difficult because accessibility means that if I was going to have women all over the world, I had to take two things off the table. I had to take off time commitment and I had to take off money because those two things mess people up. They're like, oh, I can't afford, or I'm not available at that time. So I sat in this chair in this office from like 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. doing these summits so that every time zone around the world can listen to all these speakers. And we had to make admission free. And you know, the quality of speakers that come to our event and the, you know, all of that, it was, how are we going to keep this going? Be free. My team went from a team of 4 to a team of 12. Well, they don't eat buttons for dinner. You know what I mean? How are we going to do this? And we did our first 22 summits with not even an ask of a donation. It was tough. I mean, it was tough.
Well, it was a tall order. It was a tall ask. And you stepped into the space. And I really think that your beautiful talent and your bravery is speaking into people's traumas. A lot of entrepreneurs are motivated by running away from their childhood traumas, a lot of domestic issues, a lot of things that they haven't even named, called a thing a thing. They don't even know why they're running. They don't even know why they are who they are. But you've spoken to a space where a lot of entrepreneurs really aren't saying it out loud. But when you speak to them, you know it's financial, it's time, it's energy. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about, before we go further, talk to me about how you showed up for yourself when you were young and when you knew you were an entrepreneur. Maybe something pivotal when you answered the call as an entrepreneur.
You know what? I'll tell you. It's an interesting story. So, you know, I used to play in the world of music. And so, of course, at the end of the night, you know, you and the band go have dinner. It's 3 a.m, but no one's eaten dinner yet. So you go and you have dinner and then you have, you know, how's the night, blah, 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 blah. And some people continue their night until the morning. And this one particular morning, I mean, I probably got home after dinner, you know, 3:30, 4 in the morning. And I'm standing in the bathroom and I'm taking off my makeup like I would every single other night. And the mirror went black. It went pitch black. And I really thought I went instantly blind. And it was a pretty scary moment.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long that moment lasted, but all I did is that, now I didn't come from a spiritual background. I never heard the word God growing up, which, you know, yay is good or not as good. I don't know. All I know is that I didn't have that. And so someone could say, ooh, it's a spiritual moment. I can look back on it and say that now, but it sure wasn't for me then. And it didn't feel like it.
It was not fun, everybody. It was not fun.
Not fun. So I heard the words, you're done. And the mirror came back. Now, why I did what I did is I went to bed. I woke up the next morning. I called the club and I'm like, I'm not coming back. And they're like, oh my gosh, are you sick? Are you this? Because, you know, I'm loyal to a fault. I'm never leaving anyone hanging. And I'm like, no, like I'm done. And they're like, what are you going to do? Like, what are you going to do? And what are you going to do for money? And I'm like, I don't know.
Huh.
And it was when I started to do a little bit of digging. Again, I wasn't spiritually inclined. I thought I need to go find a career. So I found this woman's career course and I went there and they were like, you'd be great in law or politics, you know? And that's when I decided to go get a degree in women's studies and religious studies and become, you know, an activist. I've always been in love with Gloria Steinem and her work and her writing since in my 20s. That's kind of where I leaned, but that was the pivotal moment that I became an entrepreneur, because it was through that I found the flyer, you know, decided to go get the women's degree, the muffin, the flyer, and then I started a holistic health clinic in my city, and here we are talking about this today.
Here we are. Those moments, I think, will really highlight and resonate for folks that are open, who have had things go on in their lives where they're like, yeah, this ain't it. So I really appreciate you highlighting those things. Your book is really, really beautiful. I'm really still cracking it open and getting it. I'm just giving myself permission to take time with it because so many beautiful books. Yours is at the top of my stack of five I have here. And I love this beautiful thing. Yes, I love this beautiful thing you got going on with one of your kids. He is an artist. I have one of his beautiful shirts. I've been blessed with it. And can I just say, I was in a Japanese market this morning, and all things in the right time. Congratulations, because I met your son before I met you at another event. And I remember being really impressed by it. And so I have a surprise trip for someone I love to Tokyo soon. And I think I'm going to have that person wear this and honor of you and your son and his journey. But why don't we mention about the momager and why that's not a dirty word? Maybe I'm wrong, everybody. Type in the chat. Do you think momager is a positive or a negative? Maybe it's a small-minded American thing from other momagers. Talk to me about that.
Well, that's a whole different ballgame, isn't it? You know, I do. I talk a lot about it, and I hang out with a lot of people that are doing what I'm doing, because whether you're a momager, a danager, an antager or whatever, I was thinking about some other things. I like double geniger, whatever we want to come up with it. It's a tough go. So I've got this great, beautiful son. I've got a son and a daughter. Yes. My son is, you know, kind of kicked off his business at 12 when he announced it in the kitchen to me that he wanted to do streetwear. You know, that's 10 years ago. He introduced me to streetwear and he wanted to make this big part of his life. Now, I'd always seen the creative gene. There's a lot of creativity in our family. And he didn't want to just wear it and buy it and sell it. He wanted to make it. So, you know, we started that conversation at 12. By the time he was 15, he was still there in his head, you know, because of course I had a drum kit in my living room. I had electric guitars in my living room because music was first. So I'm like, I wanted to make sure that this was really a thing for him. And at 15, he got super serious and we head down to LA and he went and learned how to make runners from scratch because, again, he was very fashion forward in relationship to, I love this button. I love how this feels. And so he wanted to make his own fashion line. The quality of the product was important to him. And, you know, 15 years old, quality of product is not necessarily what people are talking about. And
no, he was definitely your child and his own self. Because when you experience Ocean's fabrics and his design, you feel the love and the attention to detail and the quality. Yeah. So that's something that's really, really innate and I think a gift.
Yes. It's a gift. No, absolutely. And, you know, lucky me, because again, during this time of the world that was important to you and to me, I mean, my gosh, your story is incredible. I found a woman during this, I call it the world health crisis. And I said, look, I need a fashion designer that can teach my kid. And I knew her, I knew someone that knew her. And I'm like, would you be willing to work with him one-on-one when we can be around people? And so she took him under her wing and he went and learned how to cut and sew and pattern. And the first time that kid had a, you know, he made a bandana on a sewing machine. I've got the video still where you see this smile. And I think that's what momagers and dadagers and anyone who's paying the billager really, really needs, because when you've got someone who's serious about building a business and they're young like that, it requires time, money, energy, and all your extra to make it happen. And it's quite the thing. So here we are 10 years later, still, you know, it's an evolving business. He's been live to market for 2 years.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like your son will be in the Forbes top 30 under 30. It seems like he's on the trajectory to just blow it up. And I like that you have a healthy balance in your book. You speak about having a healthy balance of being mom and being business partners, because, you know, you can get friends in the world, but you can only get one mom and only one dad. Right. So, or your tribe, your growing up tribe, whatever that looks like for folks. So I like that you differentiate that. I think it's really important. All right. We're going to shift a little and I have a surprise for you today, Deb.
Oh, I love surprises.
I know, girl. I figured you did, but I'm not going to tell you what it is yet, but you're going to love it. But before we get to that, being that you started from the music industry and you still love the music industry and it is BET Sunday, I want you to give me, because you gave us Janice, right? You're giving us Janice energy. Shout out to Janice. wherever she dwells in the spiritual realm now. We love you. In the next 5 minutes, why don't you go ahead and give me a song that shows up for you? Now, it can show up for you on a Monday morning when you're getting your morning refreshment, tea, coffee, whatever it is you get to get up and show up and you're tired. What's your show up song? Give us one that's always a classic.
That makes me feel like showing up or just shows up for me.
I like the way you sliced it. So maybe we get two. Maybe folks need to get a song that shows up for them. Maybe they're pulling themselves out of their pajamas, grabbing that coffee or Red Bull or water or tea, whatever.
Yeah.
What shows up for you?
Ooh. Oh my gosh, it changes. This is like me asking you that question. You'd just be out of your mind. And I do ask you that question. Okay.
What about this tomorrow? What do you think the song will be tomorrow that might show up for you? How about that?
Okay. Yeah. No. The song that is showing up for me tomorrow is, Genesis, Deep in the Motherlode.
Wow. Who doesn't love Genesis? I mean, Deep in the Motherlode. Okay.
Deep in the Motherlode. And I'm going to tell you, that's a private song. If you ask anyone in my life who is my favorite, who is this, they're going to say Janis Joplin and Stevie Nicks. Ocean is pretty well the only one that knows Deep in the Motherlode by Genesis is the song when they throw the dirt on the box. That's my dirt on the box song.
Well, we've got a couple more minutes before I introduce your surprise. I want you to give me a stand-up song. It's the middle of the week. Boy, has it been an interesting first part of the sandwich, if you will. And now you're in the middle of the sandwich and things are life is lifing and business is businessing. But I need a song that's my midweek stand-up song that pulls me all the way through the midweek. What do you think this midweek song this week would be for you?
Gosh, this week's song.
The stand-up.
Oh, my gosh. The stand-up. The stand-up is in there, right? Stand-up.
I'm teeing it up.
Oh, my gosh.
It might be the reggae
honestly,
song.
Honestly, I mean, I know that's not probably it, but when you say stand up, I hear rise up, and I hear the Parachute Club. Rise and see the power. That's the one.
Then that's it, you guys. That's if you haven't heard the Parachute Club, get into it. And last, at the end of the week, when you've done all you can do for that week and for yourself, how will you speak up when you're resting? Maybe you have a day of rest, maybe you do not, but what song will speak up for you going into the weekend, whatever your weekend might look like? It's a song on your behalf.
Oh my gosh. When you say the weekend, I think of the weekend, you know, like the band.
Well, we love the weekend.
We love the weekend.
He's Canadian. Love him.
love the weekend, right? Oh my gosh. What song stands up for you?
That you feel empowered and you feel safe and you feel happy, that just speaks the words for you.
Okay, it's a toss up. It's a toss up. It's a toss up. It's a toss up. It's a toss up.
Toss it up. Give us two.
Okay, Helen Reddy, I Am Woman, and Aretha Franklin, RESPECT.
Well, there you go. That's the woman's channel, Deb.
I know. I want to find the song that you're teeing me up for, but I'm like, where is it?
I teed it up for you to how you wanted to. Amazing. All across the board. You can't put Deb in a box with music. If you want an eclectic playlist, Deb, I feel like you might need to do a 262 playlist coming up.
We have one.
Oh.
You know what it is? Every woman, because there's 1,400 speakers, and you know, because I did it to you, I put you on that spot. Every woman has said this, like, the song that she just couldn't live without. And so we have a compilation of all of those songs.
Smart. That's so smart. Beautiful, brilliant. Now, are you ready for your surprise?
I'm ready for my surprise.
All right. Sam, can you enter the surprise into the show? Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Nicole Hare from Kutosin.
Hi, how are you?
Kutosin is in the building. I'm great. How are you, Dr. Nicole?
I'm wonderful. How are both of you?
Good. We're vibing.
It's Deb, it's so nice to see you again. How are you?
You too. What a nice surprise. I love it. Lady in pink.
Lady in pink. All right, folks. So the background here is because Deb runs the Woman's Channel and she runs it right, Dr. Nicole Hare has the skincare system, Kutosin. She is the scientist, the doctor, the entrepreneur, the baddie that has created this skin system that tells your skin you're in love. Why don't we go full screen? And Deb, stick around because I want you guys to talk, okay? Dr. Nicole, please go full screen, Sam, and introduce yourself and how you branded Kutosin.
Thank you so much, Monique. Thank you so much for having me on again. It is such a pleasure. I have really enjoyed getting to know you, and I'm excited to talk to your viewers again about Kutosin. If you guys have heard before, or maybe you're new to this, I am a dermatologist, been in practice for a very long time now. And through the years, I've had the honor of taking care of some of the same patients for literally 20 plus years. And they come in from time to time, maybe once or twice a year, or sometimes I don't see someone for a couple of years because they move away or something's going on, and then they come back. And it's happened multiple times where I have realized that their skin is different and it correlates with their love life. And I know that sounds kind of crazy, but it's happened so many times. And that's kind of what tipped me off to my whole little project. Someone would come in and they'd be glowing, their skin is plump, radiant, they have the love glow, if you will. And we get to chit-chatting, they tell me they have a new love, they're getting engaged, something very exciting or romantic. And I've unfortunately had the opposite happen where someone will walk in and before they even say anything, I know something's wrong. Their skin is just sallow. They look depleted. They just look very different. And we get to talking, and either the husband has left them after many years, or he died. This has happened multiple times, and it's tragic, and you can unbelievably see it on their skin. It's really interesting. So that tipped me off to this whole kind of thought process, if you will. Like, what's going on? This is, related to these people's love lives. What is going on? I'm a scientist. I went to MIT. I have done a lot of research. So I'm always trying to solve problems and love to, think scientifically. So, what is going on? So I thought it's hormonal. It must be oxytocin, the love hormone. So I did a little pilot study in my office, and I was able to show that women with higher oxytocin levels looked younger for their age in spite of sun exposure. And it was a very, very interesting development. There was a linear correlation, meaning the higher their oxytocin, the better they looked for their age. And so this was a groundbreaking thing that I came across, and it is published in the peer-reviewed journal, Journal of Drugs and Dermatology. And while I was trying to figure out why is this happening, what's going on, because the body does not like to waste energy, right? We've evolved to be very efficient, if you will. I realized that not only is oxytocin being produced in the skin and binding in the skin, but what it's doing is it's shutting off an inflammatory destructive pathway. And that's how these people look younger for their age. Well, I figured this is not just for the skin, this must go further. And I dug around the literature and I was able to find that there is preliminary research in every system in the body showing a positive effect from oxytocin. And that tipped me off. And I said, again, the body's very efficient. What's going on here? This is not just a reproductive thing, I don't think. And I realized that this is a system in itself. This is just like you have a neurologic system, you have an endocrine system, you have a pulmonary cardiovascular system. This is your oxytocin system. And I call it the oxytocin social exchange system. And what it does is it kind of bring it relates your social interaction to your physical and mental well-being. And that is what I've become passionate about talking about how people can really boost their health and their energy and their beauty by connecting with one another.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Dr. Nicole. And Deb, listen, this is, I just got a download. Ketosin and entrepreneurship. Deb, you can speak to this. Dr. Nicole, you can also. Us ladies, when we're going for it, we're doing it and moving mountains, aren't we often off our regimen? Aren't we often in our masculine? I love that, Dr. Nicole, I have to be thoughtful in the morning. Okay, it's time to put my female on. Like, for entrepreneurs, you know, like, this is, and I can see your skin glowing. But Deb, what do you think? I mean, so many of the women in your network could really use this, don't you think? Oh, are we having a little, maybe there's a little sound issue, but she'll come right back. But Dr. Nicole, I think with entrepreneurship, a lot of us women forget this step, and that is to take time to take care of the largest organ on our body, which is our skin, and really lean into our softness, right? When we go into those spaces.
I completely agree. And it's just hard because being an entrepreneur, you have brought on all this extra work into your life. And, you know, on top of probably your usual job, or, you know, being a spouse, being a mom, being, you know, and not only for the entrepreneurs, but I feel like women in general these days are just so overworked, and we try to be everything to everyone, and it's hard. And I think that what you're referring to, like, we need to just take a minute in the morning for ourselves and a minute at night, just that 1 minute routine with medical grade skincare like this, and it will make a difference. And then, you know, you kind of feel better, you know, when you look in the mirror and, you know,
I know I do.
I'm addicted. Feel better, right? It's
I'm
easier
addicted.
To tackle the day.
That's right. Not to cut you off, but Deb, you deal with women all the time, entrepreneurs from around the world, running and gunning, don't you? What do you think about a woman taking a beat and really, I think there's a need for this.
Oh, absolutely. I love it. So nice to see you here, Nicole. That's amazing. That's amazing. Look, we hear it all the time. I hear it all the time. I have those conversations every day, right? It is for this whole taking care of your skin, those 3, 4, 5 minutes, 6 minutes before you go to bed, wake up. For most women, that is the time that they're feeling like they're loving on themselves. Like, that's mm-hmm. the time where no one's asking. That's the time where you can close the bathroom door or what have you. And it's like, and you get to go inside your head and just actively love on yourself. Wow. I think it really, because look at the outpour. Look at the outpour. Even when you love yourself, look at the outpour. Even when you're contained, look at the outpour. So that self-care time for your skin, right?
It's priceless. So your system, you know, you're right. And you gave me an idea, Dr. Nicole and Deb. I wonder if there could be a entrepreneur tosin. I know that's not a
good idea.
I mean, entrepotosin. Like, when I'm on the road or when I've got to deal with all these things, it's like, wait a minute, there's got to be a care kit for us. We have to explore that. A mamatosin, an auntitosin. Mm-hmm. We can have fun with this. But I want to give you a first look, all startup listeners and viewers, Dr. Nicole and Miss Deborah. Here's an exclusive. We are doing in honor of Taylor Swift in her Love Energy Wedding of the Year, Ketosin and I, and shout out to Nancy Prapal for the malnourished marriage and how to avoid it. We are launching an article to get your skin and your mind and body ready for love. Okay, because it is wedding season, everybody. It's love season. Whether or not, if you're single or whatever, I just got engaged 9 months ago. I gave up Thank you, Deb. Thank you, Dr. Nicole. But guys, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a go-getter. I'm a little bit in my masculine all the time. And I gave up, right? So it's really beautiful to see that as hardcore as I am, there's still a person. And I think that's the message. Ladies, what do you think about Taylor Swift's upcoming nuptials? What is your advice to her as she continues to run her heiress empire? Let's start with Deb. Tell me from an entrepreneur perspective, what does she need to be aware of? What do you think?
Well, you know what? That's interesting because I've been single, I've been married, and I had a very long-term marriage, and I also have been building business since I was 20, and I built businesses throughout that time. It looks to me like they've got a really good handle on things. This is what I loved about being married. Is the where I start, you finish in relationship to things that we have to do. So when my ex was in his creativity and he was doing his painting or his project or what have you, there was a natural flow to picking up the pieces over here and vice versa. So there was this really true respect of relationship for each other's creative beings, because that's what I feel, that there needs to be. And like, it's almost like it's an invisible conversation, but right. It does ebb and flow. We never in the 20 years that we hung out, you know, said like, hey, when's your project going to end? When is this going to end? Not like what you say instead is, I miss you and can't wait for you to come home.
It's a
respect for the creative that you have chosen to be in relationship with. And they both, and it seems like they've got a handle on that, and they've got people to help support that handle, right?
It seems like they do. And I love it. But Dr. Nicole, to Deb's point, they've got it all in the bag, except for the only thing that I don't think she has, unless her PR team has emailed me and I didn't see it today, is they do not listen. My obsession, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things. I'm obsessed with this. Oh my God, this balancing serum, you guys, it balances me. Dr. Nicole, what do you think that Miss Taylor Swift might need before she gets ready for her wedding and her honeymoon and the next chapter?
You know what? I love that you love the serum. It is one of my best sellers. People become obsessed with that serum. So, you know what? Taylor Swift could use the serum too. I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful product line, and pretty much anybody can use it. What I think for her upcoming nuptials and all, I mean, just enjoy yourself, live in the moment. And because it's going to go by so quickly, I'm sure she spent all this time planning and now it's just going to fly by. So she needs to just have fun with that. And then for the two of them moving forward, like one of my biggest tips is just to make sure you connect together at least every day, because as much as you have to do and you're a busy entrepreneur and you're running an empire, you still need that nice long hug at the end of the day. And that's, you know, what marriage and a good relationship is all about, is like Deb was saying, supporting each other.
Excuse me, Dr. Nicole, that's great advice. And word on the curb is that things are happening at Madison Square. I know you're in the DMV, not to give away your location, but if Taylor's people reached out to you, what out of the 5 things in your beautiful kit would you recommend she grabbed and go if she needed it? Give us your top 2 choices for Taylor Swift's wedding.
My top 2 would be the serum and the SPF. Because the serum is going to give her an instant glow, and the SPF is a beautiful finish, and you can put your makeup right over it and it'll protect her beautiful skin for the day and for the honeymoon. Who knows where they're going?
Yeah. So Deb, I think this is a really great segue to pitch what you're doing in August, and you and I are teaming up, and hopefully Dr. Mm-hmm. Nicole come aboard, get in where you fit in time-wise. I know we're all busy, but go ahead and plug for us. And then Dr. Nicole, I'm going to give you the last few minutes, but Deb, go ahead and plug for us what you're doing August 8th.
August 8th. Well, look, at August 8th is our 32nd summit in 3 years, celebrating International Women's Day for women and those that support women, aka cool dudes. We're going to have a multi-platformed summit, which is going to be digital. The invitation is open to everyone around the world. And we are going to have incredible women speaking like yourself, Monique, and hopefully Nicole. You can make it. It is our third annual Women in Money, Wealth, Health, and Lifestyle. Women are going to be speaking on that stage, teaching other women how to love it, create it, scale it, not sabotage from it, get in relationship with it, own it, deserve it, love yourself, love what you can do. And it's going to be that open conversation. There's what, 6 celebrities coming to share their words on that. There's 40 speakers. There's expert platform. And I think we're up to about $20,000 in gifts we're giving away, including a private party at the end of the summit that you need to have an invitation to, and you want to sit at that table. Yeah, you do.
Beautiful. Yeah, you do. I'm grateful. My client Lyndon killed it on Friday. Shout out to Lyndon from London, Paper Trail. And, you know, I predict that maybe Dr. Nicole might be in here next time. We'll see. I know I'm going to be in it. Yeah. No pressure, Dr. Nicole. Dr. Nicole, lead us out. Give us some... for that busy mompreneur, auntiepreneur, singlepreneur, anybodypreneur, give us a little word of wisdom for self-care, and talk to us about, you know, if you're feeling, because it shows up in your skin, it just does. Mm-hmm. So talk to us if you're feeling like, oh God, it's a lot. Talk to us about your system, and give us a couple minutes of words of wisdom to take care of ourselves when we just don't feel like we have the time.
Thank you, Monique. Yeah, the thing is that even if you're in the best relationship, when you're so busy and you're an entrepreneur, a mamapreneur, I love that, you know, you just don't have enough time to get that oxytocin high enough. And so my line has a patented botanical that mimics that effect. And so everything in the line is formulated to give you that love glow, and it's easy to use. And we've got great instructions right on the website. If you want to go there on the shop, there are fantastic products, and it'll tell you exactly how to use everything. So if you're sensitive or normal skinned, we have something for you, and you can get that love glow too.
That's right. And it's summertime, you guys. Get this sunscreen. Get this right, okay? You're going to be social. You're going to be networking. I put it on even when I have clothes on. I do not want skin cancer, okay, folks? I want to ketosis in my life. Ladies, thank you so much for your talent, your love, your time. Let's do it all in together now, Sam. We're going to ask the audience of what they will start up today. Shout out to everyone that's been a part of the show. Thank you, ladies, for being here. And on 1, 2, 3, we're going to ask the audience, what will you start up today? 1, 2, 3. What will you start up today? See you guys next week. Bye, guys.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.